Esther chapter 8. On that day, King Ahasuerus, or Xerxes, gave the house of Haman, the enemy of the Jews, to Queen Esther. Mordecai came before the king, for Esther had explained how he was related to her. The king took off his signet ring, which he had taken back from Haman, and gave it to Mordecai. Esther set Mordecai over the house of Haman. Esther spoke again with the king and fell down at his feet, begging him with tears to put an end to the evil plan of Haman the Agagite and the plot that he had devised against the Jews. Then the king held out the golden scepter to Esther. So Esther arose and stood before the king. She said, "If it pleases the king, and if I have found favor in his sight, and if he thinks it is the right thing to do, and if he is pleased with me, then let an order be written to reverse the letters devised by Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, in which he wrote to destroy the Jews, who are in all the king's provinces. For how could I bear to watch such calamity come on my people? Or how can I stand to watch the destruction of my relatives?" Then King Ahasuerus said to Queen Esther and to Mordecai the Jew, "Look, I have given Esther the house of Haman, and they have hanged him on the gallows, because he conspired to lay his hand on the Jews. You may write in behalf of the Jews whatever you wish in the king's name, and seal it with the king's ring. Any edict written in the king's name and sealed with the king's ring cannot be reversed." So the king's scribes were summoned at that time, on the 23rd day of the third month, which is called Sivan. An edict was written according to all that Mordecai ordered, and sent to the Jews, the satraps, the governors, and the officials of all 127 provinces from India to Ethiopia, to every province in its own script, and to every people in their own language, and also to the Jews in their own script and language. Mordecai wrote in the name of King Ahasuerus, and sealed it with the king's signet ring, and sent letters by mounted couriers riding on swift steeds that were bred for the king's service, sired by the royal stud. In these letters the king granted the Jews in every city the right to assemble and to defend their lives, to destroy, slay, and annihilate any army force or whatever people and province might attack them, their women, and their children, and plunder their property. This was to happen on one selected day in all the provinces of King Ahasuerus, on the 13th day of the 12th month, the month of Adar. A copy of the edict was to be issued in every province and published to all the peoples, and on that day the Jews were to be ready to avenge themselves on their enemies. So the couriers rode on the swift royal steeds, went out hurriedly, urged on by the king's command. The decree was issued from the citadel in Susa. Mordecai went out from the presence of the king in royal robes of blue and white, and with a great gold crown and purple mantle of fine linen. The city of Susa shouted and was glad. For the Jews there was exuberant happiness and joyful honor. In every province and in every city the king's command and decree arrived, the Jews had gladness and joy, celebrating with a feast and a holiday. Many from among the peoples of the land became Jews because of the fear of the Jews had fallen upon them.